Sinead O'Connor, nothing compares to you. You know someone likes you whenever they listen to little anecdotes you tell on the radio, like my old uncle who used to bring me home a crunchy from the docks every day, and I looked forward to it, and you know the coal dust would be on the wrapper, but there's something special about getting that crunchy. And then she arrives in the studio with the leftovers of a stocking, and she's pulled all the crunchy out of them because she doesn't want to put on any weight, and she's given me all three. You know, that's love. That's what that is.
That is such a lie. You're such a fabricator. So I will tell the truth.
Did you
about
give
that.
Me three crunchies?
I gave you three crunchies.
Did you hear me say that I have a fond memory of my uncle bringing me crunchies home from the docks when I was a kid?
No, I didn't hear that story, but I
so
did.
So why crunchies then?
Because I heard you talk, you were mentioning about crunchies somewhere along the way.
That was
and
the story.
You said about crunchies.
That was
and
the story.
I will tell the listeners that we exchanged Christmas gifts, and so much thought went into the gift that I don't drink alcohol,
offended.
And Frank gave me a bottle of wine, and he thinks that candles are a fire hazard, and there's a fair chance there could be a candle burning in my house right at this minute when I'm not in it. That's how important candles are to me. So I gave him a candle, which was a fire hazard, and he gave me a bottle of wine, which I don't drink wine.
So you heard me say on the radio that I don't like candles. I wasn't thinking about your candle. My daughter absolutely jumped for joy when she saw the candle you gave me and whisked it away to her home and said, "That's such a beautiful candle," because it was a particularly upmarket candle, I should emphasise. And it's now in Newcastle upon Tyne. But I later said on the radio during a totally different conversation that candles are a fire hazard. I think I said it to Pamela or someone on the radio. So the point being,
you did. You said it a couple of times. Or, well, it wasn't Pamela you were talking to, but I heard you saying it's a fire hazard. And I was laughing to myself and thinking, "You see,
do you want your candle back?"
No, I don't want my candle back. Actually, I want to grow and expand as a human being. So what I did was, when I was in Pound World yesterday buying my fire logs, and I saw a crunchy. Now, I don't particularly like crunchies. I mean, I remember, you know, biting a bit off the end of me and sucking down through. Do you ever do that and suck right through and make a hole in it and all that? But I don't particularly like crunchies. But I thought about you, and I said, "I'll buy one of those crunchies." And do you know what he said to me? £3 for £1. And I went, "Oh my God." So that's why you have three crunchies there. Because if you
hold
want...
Hold on a second.
Yes,
hold on a second.
That's the truth.
I'm going to now explain to you why there's £3 for £1.
Why? Okay. Because they're out of date?
I love the sell-by date on that.
I know.
Look at the back of this.
Let me see. What is this?
The sell-by date is the 11th of September, 2023. I don't believe it.
Well, now tell me this. Now, first of all, I don't believe in sell-by dates.
Okay.
And secondly,
neither does whoever was selling you them at £3 for £1.
So would you eat that now, Frank, or would you not?
No, you did mention where you bought them, and you're going to have to stand by this. So is that exactly where you bought it?
That is exactly... It was a pound shop.
It was a pound type shop.
So, a pound
okay,
type shop.
This is important. Okay.
Yes.
So we want to emphasise this. This was not, this is really important,
yes,
to emphasise.
Of course.
This was not Poundland. This was not Poundland. This was a pound type discount shop that has no name and will not be named on this programme. Need to emphasise, it was not the super jimungous success story that is Poundland, which of course would only have food that was within date. So, somebody selling grub for round about £1, and it's not round about £1 because there's a shop called round about £1, so it wasn't that shop either, right? It definitely wasn't that shop. So, someone who sells discount food took a pound off you for a Christmas box for me, crunchies that are now 4 months out of date.
So the question is, I'm curious actually, would you eat that?
Of course I won't.
Would you not? You see, I really believe that you're so cautionary. Like, that's why you see a candle as a fire hazard, because there's an awful lot of your thinking is fear-based. It's cautionary thinking. It's fear-based thinking. Like, what part of you thinks that it would be dangerous to eat that because it should have been? Like, you know, what part of you would think that that would be dangerous?
Well, the bit that says best before, now I know it doesn't say used by. It says best before the 11th of the 9th, 2023. If it was best before the 11th of the 12th, 2023.
It's a bit of chocolate.
I might say, sugar. Rich, it's only out of date by a week
or a
sugar.
Fortnight. So what I really want you to start to
if I open it, it's starting to go white.
Well, open it and see.
Okay.
But that's not what we're talking about. I don't want this to get lost in translation. What I want you to pay attention
Mike,
of course,
it's going off there at the top.
Let me see.
Look, there's a little. You grab that because there's a sort of a
Frank
mildew
that, do you
on
know
the top
what I
of
will
it.
Tell you this is the truth. This is the absolute truth. The reason that is like that is because
it's
dented
4 months out of date.
No, because it got dented in the opening of it. That is not chocolate that has gone off. It really isn't. But I can see that you would think that.
I admire the boy that took the pound off you. Fair play to him. You can have them all back.
Oh, no. I'll just say no. He's just thrown them back at me.
I slid them along the desk.
Okay. So
apart from trying to poison me, what else would you like to talk about?
Well, what I always want to talk about is your thinking and expanding your thinking. And I've told you before many times about the story about when I bought the car and I didn't know that it had a parking pilot. You have a capacity for thinking inside your brain, even you, Frank. You have a capacity for thinking inside your brain that your mental faculties that I want you to really, really exploit. You know, you're so trained in your thinking. You're trained that the sell-by date is dangerous. You're trained that
you
live by the rules, that you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. And of course we need rules. We do need rules. But we don't need all the rules. And there are lots and lots and lots of rules that we don't need. And
But just to be clear, a use-by date is essential. Best-before date is flexible. I do accept that.
It is interesting that you would even know that. Now, I understand the world that you live in, that you need to know that. But what I want you to do is, you know, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Don't miss the incredible mental faculty that you have within your mind. You know, don't miss that, because you could miss a lot if you do. And I don't think you miss a lot. I think you have a great life, you know, as an observer of the kind of life that I believe you have. I don't know you that well. But what I'm speaking to is your human potential. And that's what my life is about. I, in my time, felt really, really restricted. And now my life is opening up, expanding, and I'm experiencing more. And that's what 2024 is about for me. So let's get to what I came to talk about. You know, what's your approach? What is your strategy? Are you a goal setter? Do you make plans? No thoughts about it, just bog on. What are your aspirations for 2024? How are you going to spend? That'll get your attention. How are you going to spend the currency of your life?
Okay. I would have had plans and ambitions in the past, and I never set very high goals. I wanted to work on the radio. I wanted eventually, at some point, someone said, would you like to work on TV? And I thought, oh, yeah, I'd like to do that too. So I think broadcasting was what I wanted to do. Okay, so I wanted to be a broadcaster from I was 13. I wanted to be a broadcaster, and alongside that, I wanted to live in Northern Ireland. So those are two things that I wanted. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to go anywhere, and I wanted to be a broadcaster. So if you're sitting here on U105 in 2024, having done everything that I've done at a local level, including in Havelock House, which is being knocked down today.
Really?
So I'm thinking back. I've ticked so many boxes along the way that has given me an immense amount of satisfaction. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here as a man of my age in U105.
62.
Totally satisfied. So my ambition is to do more of the same. I don't have a goal to surpass what I've done. So I'm Mr. Contentment.
Okay, so you have no... So what's 2024 mean to you? Nothing?
A success story for 2024 would be to get to 2025 and still be as healthy as I am now.
So okay.
That's the most important thing.
Okay, so you have health priorities. So that's your goal. Your goal is to be healthy in 2024. You see, I think that there is a possibility that you are narrowing. I hear you joking all the time about all the different ages you are, and some days you're 58 and you're never 62. But, and I know you're not, I'm only keeping you going, but you know, this is the currency of your life is so valuable. But maybe it isn't. Maybe you've got everything. Maybe you're, I'm happy.
But is it okay to be content?
Absolutely, Frank. Absolutely. As long as you are content. So I'm speaking to the people who, what have I said to you? You could, there's a parking pilot within you. You have, there's more, you could have more. You're only starting. What have I said to you? If money was no object, if you could have whatever you wanted, what would it be? Now, that's a question. If you drop that into your mind, what would come up? You know, would you say, absolutely, I have everything I want. I don't want to do anything else. I have no more goals. There's nothing else that I would like to achieve. And that's okay. If you're happy and you're content. So what I'm doing is speaking to people who may have other aspirations. Number one, people who have aspirations and they're afraid to move forward, or people who don't even know what's possible, who are so locked in. I mean, there was a time when I was so locked in that I had no idea. So what if you could start again today? If I don't know, I'm not speaking to you, Frank. I'm speaking to someone else. You know, if you were able to set clear, actionable goals today to help you, to assist you to move forward. You know, goals provide direction. They provide purpose. They give you a sense of accomplishment. You see, you have a great sense of accomplishment. I sense that you have that.
But the trick was to set the bar relatively low. I didn't want to go beyond these, you know, the city, really. So I'm
just curious why you didn't want to go beyond it. Why? Was there a reason that you didn't want to leave Ireland?
Yeah, because I just love living here.
That's first and foremost. Yeah.
I would detest living in London or even Manchester.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
I would hate to be commuting, you know, to be doing that travelling back and forward at the weekend. So I wouldn't like that either. I wasn't even drawn to Dublin, even though my sister lives in Dublin, you know, and I'm back and forward to Dublin. I'd never had an ambition to try and seek out employment in Dublin. So I as I say, my targets were very close, so therefore they were easy to hit.
Yes, and that's okay. That's a good idea. As long as you're content, the name of the game is to be happy and content. And as long as you are, that's good. But if you're someone here that's listening and thinking, well, I want something else, but I don't know where to start. So this is a really good tool. I've shared this with you before, but I want to do it again. This is the time of the year to do it. We set our SMART goals. Okay. Now, SMART is an acronym for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound. So when you set a specific, SMART, measurable, achievable, and relevant time bound goal, when you get specific, you get precise. Now, you say, I want to be healthy. Because there's nothing there. That's just I want to be healthy.
Okay, so this is a specific target for me to be a stone lighter.
There you go.
On a regular basis, not just for a day and put it back on again, but to be a stone lighter by Easter, to be walking four times a week instead of once a week, to be absolutely as fit as I possibly can be, where people are saying, boy, you're in great shape. How achievable is that for me? Because I would like to do that between now and, say, Easter
or summer. Can absolutely do that, and that's exactly what you do. So now you've got specific. Instead of saying, you started off saying, well, I just want to lose weight. Well, or no, you didn't. You said, I want to be healthy. So let's get specific on it. So now you're actually saying, I want to drop weight by Easter. So we are being specific. It is measurable. So instead of just saying, I want to exercise more, I want to run, you know, 5 miles three times a week, whatever it is you want to do. Me, I go to CrossFit four times a week. That's what I do. And that's in my, you know, my timetable, my schedule. So that has become part of my life now. So I am healthy now because I made that goal that you're... So
my specific aim. And it's measurable because I will know on Easter Monday whether or not I've achieved it.
Okay.
Okay. So it is achievable.
So it is achievable.
And it's relevant because I want to be healthy. And it's time bound because I'm aiming to do it sometime between now and, if not the 31st of March, which is Easter, certainly to be as in good a shape. Now, I'm making it more difficult for myself now by saying...
Yeah, now you're starting to... Because I'm doubting myself.
So,
and that's okay.
Is it okay to say maybe by the 12th of July I want to be as fit as that?
Well, that's a kind of procrastination. Okay. That's kind of... I'm not really... You know, if I do it by March, then you've got to focus on it. If we set the time, you know, in 5 years' time or a year's time, it's kind of like too far away. So then you start to procrastinate again. But what we want you to do is focus. So now what we're doing is actually we've got the goal, and what we do is we chunk down. Okay, so if I want, now imagine, first of all, how you're going to feel. So there you are, it's the 31st of March, it's Easter Monday, and how do you feel in your mind? You create that image of, there you are, you're fit, you're toned, you're healthy, you're looking good. People are saying to you, my God, Frank, you look so good. How are you going to feel when that happens?
Well, obviously I'm going to feel great because okay. I've met the target, I've set out to achieve something, and I've delivered it. But it's all of that is doable. It is specific, it's measurable, it's achievable, it's relevant, and it's time-bound. I can do that if I put my mind to it.
Yeah.
But what about the person who is sitting on the cash desk in the bank at the moment who wants to be the weather presenter on UTV?
Yeah.
He or she hasn't a hope of being able to do that.
That's totally untrue, Frank.
Okay, so let's say they've said my specific ambition, I'm an intelligent young person and I want to be the weather presenter on UTV, so I'm now going to aim to do that, and I'm giving myself 18 months to transfer, because
exactly.
That's realistic. Okay,
yep.
It's achievable if Louise, who already has the job, wants a colleague alongside her or gets promoted to another area in broadcasting. It's achievable if the position becomes vacant. It is achievable. But is it relevant for the person who is in the bank to think that they can go from there to be the weather presenter at UTV, considering there are so many other talented people already in the UTV who could be the next weather presenter?
So that's limited thinking. In your part, that's limited thinking. So what you want to
but
do...
is it not realistic thinking?
No, it's not realistic thinking. And that's the danger of Verticom's realistic thinking. So realistic thinking will keep you stuck, trapped, caught, small-minded. I can't do this. So what I want you to do is, and this is where the you know, you have to step up. You have to have faith. Now, you and I talk about faith here, and what is faith? And faith is actually believing what you can't yet see. Now, if you think about you're losing weight and you're getting fit, okay, you can't actually see that. It's not here. But if you focus on that, if you put your focus on that and you take action, daily consistent action, every day, you will get there. It is the same with the girl working at the cash desk who has aspirations. First of all, she wouldn't have aspirations to be a presenter if she didn't want it. Where is that coming from? That is coming from inside her. That is her truth trying to express itself. She has that idea, I'd love to do that. Not everybody has that idea because not everybody wants to do it. So she has that idea, therefore there's something in her that wants it, and what's stopping her is her own limiting beliefs. Now, she needs to go and take a course, perhaps. She needs to take the next step. But once you think about the goal, focus on the goal, get very specific and clear about the goal, and then start to reverse engineer it, okay? Chunk it down and say to yourself, well, if I was going to do that, the first thing I need to do is get some qualifications. Maybe I'll go to a tech class to teach me how to speak, or what do you call the other one? Toastmasters. Maybe I can go to Toastmasters. Like, that's what I did. I went to Toastmasters because I wanted to be more confident about speaking publicly. So I had to do that. Was it hard? Yeah, it was. It was scary. I got nervous. But because I had the vision of what I wanted, it helped me. When you keep making that vision of you standing fit, healthy, looking a lot younger because you're so healthy, that will, I'm I'm appealing to your vanity now, Frank.
That's okay. It's an open book, my vanity, far away.
So when you think, I've done this, part of the reason why I go to CrossFit, when I'm standing at CrossFit and I have, been there for 3 or 4 years and I have finally started to get my body into the shape that I wanted to be in, and I like what I see within myself, it boosts my confidence, and it's a circle then. It goes in, it's in a loop. And then when that happens, I have more confidence to come here and do this. How did that happen with me? I got here because I had a vision of what I wanted. And even though I was nervous about it, I still had a deep passion within me that I want people to know about this thinking, that there is a different way of thinking. So
it's all about being motivated.
It's about
having a target.
It's about having a target. It's about being motivated. And then the final part about it is actually being supported. When you're doing this on your own, that, is accountability. So if you and I both said now, right, we're both going to lose a stone by the 31st of March, and we hold each other accountable, it's so much easier than if you're doing it on your own.
Okay, but it also has to be relevant. And relevant is in that SMART goal. A target, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound. Achievable and relevant are very important, because there's no point in me hoping that I'm going to be the manager of Manchester City. That isn't relevant. That isn't achievable. That's not going to happen.
Honestly, you can do anything.
If you tell me that it's possible for me to be the manager of Manchester City, I'm going to say you are mad.
Would you like to be the manager of
Manchester City?
Yeah.
I would love to be the manager
of Manchester
City.
Would you really like that?
It's £400,000 a week.
Is it the money?
To run the best team in the world. Show me a football fan who wouldn't want to manage the team they support. So it's impossible for me. I don't know how to do it, is the first point.
Well, then you'd need to go and learn how to do it.
Okay, so I know quite a bit about football, but I'm not going to get past all the other applicants who are going to replace Pep Guardiola. So, they're from all over the world and they're already massively successful as football managers. How on earth could you sit here and tell me
would it be possible for me
to be the manager of Manchester City?
But the truth about it is, would you actually want it? If you were doing it on a daily basis, would you really, 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 really want to get
Absolutely.
Up every morning and do it?
Love to do it.
Well, what is stopping you from doing, whether it isn't that, something like it? So that speaks to me that there's something inside you that you're shutting down. You're saying,
point is that something like it's not it. I want to be the manager of Manchester City. It is impossible for me to do that. People have to be aware that some things are impossible. You can't say to people that everything's achievable.
Okay, I can't be the Queen of England. I can't be the Queen of England. That's a fact.
Yeah, but
there are
reasons why you can't be the Queen of England, because there are rules and regulations about who can be a queen. Technically, I could be the manager of Manchester City,
but it's not impossible. Technically,
it's possible, but it's impossible realistically. So you're talking about things that aren't realistic to many people.
Well, if I really wanted it as much as you're saying that you want it, I would give it a go. I would give it a go.
Does that not dilute your mindset? Because what you're saying there about
specific, measurable, achievable,
relevant, time-bound, I accept that specific, measurable, achievable, relevant and time-bound are indeed very important terms for me to lose weight, or for possibly the young woman to transfer from the bank to broadcasting. But there are certain things that you can't do, and you have to accept that there are people, even at a local level, won't be able to do certain things. They won't be able to do something that seems relatively small. For example, the person who's driving a bus today and isn't, who's 50 years of age, isn't going to be able to become the managing director of the Harland and Wolff. That isn't possible for them. It isn't possible.
Okay.
Even if every time they go past the cranes, they say, I wish I was running that company.
But do you think that the bus driver is going past there saying that? You see, you're choosing things that aren't within the person. Is that sound going funny?
No, that's fine.
Because it's going funny here. Okay, so you're choosing things that people will not think about because they don't want it.
Yeah, so you have to. But I still come back to the point, we're out of time on it, but I come back to the point, there will be people listening to this program who want things, but have to accept they're never, ever going to be able to get them.
Okay, so you're saying that people, there are people who want things, but the people who, the thing that you want is the thing that you should go after.
You can go after it, but you have to accept that you're not going to get it.
Well, go prove it. Go prove it. If you want something, go and prove yourself wrong. Go and prove yourself wrong. But what I hear you saying is that you will take it, you're taking what I'm saying to the extreme, because there's a part of you has fear-based thinking that won't go for things. I'll keep the bar low and then I won't ever be disappointed. There's a part of you that probably would have wanted your to do something around football that you may not have ever done because your thinking is keeping you small. And what I'm saying to you is you can achieve so much if you know more about this thinking. And if you know more about this thinking and you are supported, if you have the freedom to be supported, then you really can have a good life.
My counselling for the morning has come to a conclusion. Tell me about the Freedom Community very quickly, because people will want to know.
Well, we were talking before we came on air, and you were saying to me, how do you support this? And this is what I do. I have a Freedom Community. It's a private membership group, and it's specifically designed to help and support you on your journey, you know, so that when you have these questions, that you are supported by like-minded people.
Top drawer. Go to Deirdre McGuire, deirdremcguire.com. Look how much time we gave this, because you're trying to get me to be the understudy to Pep Guardiola. Thank you. The lovely Deirdre McGuire from deirdremcguire.com. The morning's nearly away with us. Sometimes less.